I've taken on some tough customers in my time, but none of them had been godlike beings, or the remnants of them, or whatever the lords of Outer Night and the Red King were. You couldn't challenge something like that in a direct confrontation and win. I might have powers, sure. Hell, on a good day, I'd go along with someone who said that I was one of the top 20 or 30 wizards on the planet in terms of sheer magical muscle. And my finesse and skill continued to improve. Give me a couple of hundred years, and I might be one of the top 2 or 3 wizards on the planet. Of course, if Marcone was right, I'd never make it that high. And the boss predator of the concrete jungle was not stupid. In fact, I'd say that there was an excellent chance I wouldn't live another 2 or 3 days. I couldn't challenge the masters of the Red Court and win. But they had my little girl. I know. It shouldn't matter that she was my little girl in particular. I should have been just as outraged that any little girl was trapped in such monstrous hands. But it did matter. Maggie was my child, and it mattered a whole hell of a lot. I stood in the shower until the cold water had muted away all the hormones, all the emotion, all the mindless power of blood calling to blood. After thinking about it for a while, I decided that 3 courses lay open to me. The enemy was strong, so I could show up with more muscle on my side. I could round up every friend, every ally, every shady character who owed me a solid. Enough assistance could turn the tide of any battle, and I had no illusions that it would be a battle of epic proportions. The problem was that the only people who would show up to that kind of desperate fight were my friends, and my friends would die. I would literally be using them to shield myself against the crushing power of the Red King and his court, and I had no illusions of what such a struggle would cost. My friends would die, most of them. Hell, probably all of them, and me with them. Maybe I could get to the kid and get out while my friends gave their lives to make it possible. But after that, then what? Spend my life running with Maggie? Always looking over my shoulder, never stopping in one place for longer than a few days? The second thing I could do was to change the confrontation into something else. Find some way to sneak up close enough to grab the girl and vanish, skipping the whole doomed struggle part of option 1. That plan wouldn't require me to get my friends killed. Of course, to pull it off, I'd have to find some way to get more clever and sneakier than beings with millennia of practice and experience at just such acts of infiltration and treachery. You didn't survive for as long as they had among a nation of predators without being awfully smart and careful. I doubted it would be as simple as bopping a couple of guards over the head, then donning their uniforms and sneaking in with my friends, the Cowardly Lion and the Tin Woodsman. I had cast myself as the Scarecrow in that one. If I only had a brain, I'd be able to come up with a better plan. So the stand-up fight with the All-Star team was a bad idea. It probably wouldn't work. The sneaky smash and grab at the heart of Red Court power was a bad idea. It probably wouldn't work either. And that left option 3, which was unthinkable, or had been a few days ago, before I knew I was a father. My career as a wizard had been very active. I've smacked a lot of awfully powerful things in the kisser. I've mostly gotten away with it, though I bear the scars, physical and otherwise, of the times I didn't. A lot of the major players looked at me and saw potential for one kind of mayhem or another. Some of them had offered me power. A lot of power. I mean, if I went out, right now, and gathered together everything I could, regardless of the price tag attached to it, it would change the game. It would make me more than just a hotshot young wizard. It would give my power an intensity, a depth, a scope I could hardly imagine. It would give me the chance to call upon new allies to fight beside me. It would place an almost unlimited number of new weapons at my disposal, open up options that could never otherwise exist. But what about after? I wouldn't have to go on the run with Maggie to protect her from the monsters. I'd be one. Maybe not that day, maybe not that week, but one day, before too long, The things I'd taken into me would change me, and I probably wouldn't mind, even if I bothered to notice it happening. That was the nature of such power. You didn't feel it changing you. There is no sensation to warn you when your soul turns black. Option 3 shared one commonality with options 1 and 2. I wouldn't survive it. Not as the man I was, the one who tried to make the world a little brighter or more stable, the one who tried to help and who sometimes screwed things up, the one who believed in things like family, like responsibility, like love. But Maggie might survive it if I did it right. Only to be orphaned again, in one way or another. I felt so tired.
Maybe there isn't a way,
whispered a voice in the back of my head. I snapped the water off and reached for a towel. Screw that kind of thinking, Dresden, I ordered myself. There's a way through this, there's a way. You've just got to find it. I dried myself off and stared intently at my stark, scarred, unshaven face in the mirror. It didn't look like the kind of face a child would love. Kid would probably start crying when she got a good look at me. But it might be the kind of face that belonged to a man who could pull her safe out of a mob of bloodthirsty beasts. It was too early to throw in the towel. I had no idea what I was going to do. I just knew that I couldn't give up.